This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The National Labor Relations Board is about to make it harder for workers at certain types of businesses to unionize. It's about rolling back Obama-era policies that held corporations accountable for violations by subcontractors or franchisees. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
To understand this rule, here's a hypothetical about McDonald's. 95% of its U.S. locations are franchises.
Let's suppose that a worker's trying to organize at a restaurant and they get fired.
Which Cornell's Alex Colvin says violates a worker's right to organize. The worker could sue the employer, but who the employer is has now changed.
The individual restaurant owner could be responsible, but McDonald's would not be.
Even though McDonald's Corporation influences many working conditions at its restaurants. And it's not just fast food chains, says David Weil at Brandeis University. Business is getting more complicated.
There are a lot of hands in employment. It's not simply one employer and one worker.
From tech companies to hotel chains, businesses are increasingly relying on subcontractors and franchisees. That could leave millions of workers with less power when the rule takes effect in April. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.